Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Amin. Brother Amin Muhammad. And our show is brought to everybody by Sister Claire Muhammad Radio Network. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School Radio Network. Alhamdulillah. We call our show Reparations Radio, and I'll open up in prayer. That's what we do, open up in prayer. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahi rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, rahman rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim. Good evening, believers, Muslims, good people everywhere. Alhamdulillah. You know, this is our show. We call it Reparations Radio. It's about talking about repair. You know, repair, reparations is out to repair something. And the repair that we seek is the repair from the harm that was caused by 200 and something years of slavery, 90-something years of brutal Jim Crow and lynching and castration and not being able to vote, not being able to participate in society. 65 years of what they call separate but equal was really a sham, you know, separate but equal, you know, equal facilities for the African-American and the Caucasian. Let me see who's in the queue. Let's see who's in the studio. Alhamdulillah. That's what we want to know. Who's in the studio? Alhamdulillah. All right, bro. All praises be to Allah. Praises be to Allah. Separate but equal. I was looking at a video by Claude Anderson, and he was saying that every year they would have to get all the books that was given to them from the Caucasians, and clean them up and erase all the erasures and clean them up from all the food and the gunk and everything else that was on the books that, you know, that was supposed to be separate but equal, you know. And Claude Anderson really be teaching on reparations. I would really suggest that you Google Dr. Claude Anderson, Empowernomics, and get his books, you know. Dr. Claude. Alhamdulillah. He be laying it out for reparations. Excuse me, folks. I'm just leaving the doctor, and I got a torn rotator cuff in my shoulder, and it hurts me. And so I went to the doctor, and they shot some cortisone into the joint. And so I guess some of that gets into your bloodstream and kind of making me kind of groggy, you know. I don't like to take any type of medicine or pain pills, just only if necessary. But all praises be to Allah. All praises be to Allah. And all praises be to Allah and the Quran that he gave us and the guidance that he gave us. I'm hearing so much about Donald Trump. So much about Donald Trump and what he's doing. He's still, after all that that they're doing. He's still the front runner in the Republican Party. Wow, all that happening. And this woman was saying it's because Donald Trump struck a nerve in the thinking of the American people. Because, you know, the American people, it's kind of weird, but a lot of them are Christians. They're Christian people. And they don't believe in homosexuality and same-sex marriage. They don't believe in a lot of that. And that's, you know, Joe Biden don't represent that. You know, what he represents, same-sex marriage and all that. And Trump don't, you know. And Trump don't, his people don't believe in abortion and everything. So that's the type of thing that also give Trump a head up on a lot of people, and a lot of people see him as something good. You know, you could start right there, because with all that same sex stuff and the gay marriage and two men kissing, two men with beards kissing and stuff like that. I know, Donald Trump is a fool, you know, but, he's out there. He's out there, you know, and people still see him as the leader and someone standing up and alhamdulillah. So it's something to see. We need to stay on our toes as Muslims, because, you know, it could be some crazy stuff jumping off, kind of like similar to January 6th and everything. And so also, you know, I want to get a statement. I want to Google, what does Donald Trump say about reparations? What does he actually say? You know, that's what I wanted to Google, Donald Trump on reparations, because I want to get his statement on reparations, what he's saying. I'm pretty sure he's against our people getting reparations, but I want to see his reasoning, what kind of reasoning that he have, you know. But I'm so elated, because so many people now are starting to talk about reparations, very, very powerful people. Very powerful people in society is talking about reparations, you know. And, you know, look at Haiti. This is something that I wanted to look up, too, and maybe y'all can look it up. Look up what Haiti, the little country in the Caribbean, they pay France money. How long have they been paying France money? They paid France money because the slaves were freed way back in 18-something. And they've been paying this country of France. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They've been paying this country of France so much money. I like to read, you know. Sometimes this stuff go over your head, and we don't actually pay attention to it. But now, since we're talking about reparations, Haiti is paying the country of France reparations for losing slaves from that country. So let's look that up too. You know, alhamdulillah. So many people. I was looking at that book by William Darity, From Here to Equality, Reparations for African American People. He said black people in the 21st century. Excuse me, in 21st century, William Darity. But we have some other very powerful people, like the richest African American in the world, Robert Frederick Smith, just the capital. He talks about economic justice, but he have a solution dealing with the banks, and big companies. He's going around asking the banks and the big companies to invest 2% of their net income per year for 10 years into the economy of the African American economy in order to foster loans and grants and everything to help people get into business. So, yeah, you know, so he has that, what he called the 2% solution. Now, some people just are saying, well, we don't want any type of money put in, any type of, in other words, they just want the money put into their hand. And I can see that. Let the people think for themselves and do what they think is right with their money, if inshallah, if we get reparations, you know. And, you know, all praise be to Allah. So he's talking about a 2% solution where big companies invest in the community, in the African American community. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. So let me see. Let's see what's happening here. Anybody, if you want to weigh in and say something, Law Akbar, 240-615, Law Akbar, 210. Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yeah,
hello, brother. We're
going to do that research. Yes, sir. We're going to do that research on Donald Trump. Yes, we're definitely going to do that. And just the idea that Haiti paying reparations, you know, to a country like France, you know, that's amazing. That's amazing. But I just want to reemphasize the what the honest like Muhammad is saying. And it's so much on time with what's going on right now, you know. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is saying in the Muslim program of what the Muslim want on number four, he said, we want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descended from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave master are obligated to provide certain land. You know, we were offered that 40 acres and a mule, and that the area must be fertile and mentally rich. We believe that our former slave master are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 or 25 years, or until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. He's saying that we believe that the federal government should intercede to see that black men and women tried in white coats receive justice in accordance with the law of the land, or allow us to build a new nation for ourselves. It's hitting on the same thing, dedicated to justice, freedom, and liberty. As long as we're not allowed to establish a state. Yeah, I mean, this is, they don't want to give it to us. Our territory of our own. We demand not only equal justice under the law of the United States, but equal employment opportunity now. We do not believe that after 400 years of free, are nearly free labor, sweat and blood, which has helped America become rich and powerful, that so many thousands of black people should have to subsist on relief, charity, or live in poor houses. You know, so He also asked him this. We want the government of the United States to exempt our people from all taxation. Don't charge us taxes. They don't charge, I think they don't charge the Indian taxes. I don't think they charge the Chinese taxes.
No, the Indian don't pay taxes.
You know? And he said that we want the government of the United States to exempt our people from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice on the law of the land. So they asking, I mean, right away, Biden is saying that he gonna pull money out of the tax money that we've been paying and give Israel $100 million. Now, they've been crying that the government is on the edge of being broke. But right away, he's saying that I stand up behind Israel and we don't. We don't know both sides of the story. Everything that he's doing is behind what Israel is saying. It's behind what Israel is saying. And he's saying right away he's gonna cut a check to Israel for $100 million. $100 million. I think I made a mistake the other day, but it's $100 million. That's a whole lot of money. But now they don't want to give us a penny. They don't want to give, they've been working us for over 500 years. And they still charging us tax. We got to pay tax on everything. And they don't want to give us a penny. So people see that that's a big mistake. I would like to know what Trump is saying about that, about Biden. Right away, is talking about drawing money from the money that we got to take care of all the needs and paying. And senator to Israel, you know, and we don't know who dropped that bomb or that missile, you know, on the hospital. You know, we don't know who did that, because it's been proven that Israel lies all the time. That's all they do is lie. You know, their presence there is a big lie. Just their presence there, and they don't took the land, is a big lie. They saying that this is promised to them by God, and it's in the scripture. And so they occupying it and took it from farmers. These people, these farmers, they took it from them, and they want to make a decision to drop a bomb on. I just can't see. It's kind of hard for me to understand and believe that Hamas would drop a bomb on his people, on their people. That's a real problem with me. If they do something like that, they are cold-blooded. If they would intentionally drop a bomb on their own people, on the hospital, Muslim is real concerned about that. We're very concerned, sensitive to Allah said don't destroy the trees and the children's, you know, and the older people. You know, that's what we have in this summer. But now them dropping a bomb on peoples that's in need. So that's a big problem to me. And what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is saying is showing why they should be rushing and giving us reparation. They should be rushing, you know, because of the 500 years of free labor. And they are in a situation right now where is rich. They are rich. You know, you go to New York or some of them other cities, you right away, you know these people got money. And then they control islands. And you got people that's so rich that they'll never be able to spend all this money in three or four generations. They'll never be able to spend it. So, brothers and sisters, we are keeping up with the current event, and we'll keep on pushing for reparation. We know people's gonna see the light. Allah is working with us, you know, and we pray for our Palestinian brothers and sisters. And our fight is on this end that we gonna stick to the position one of us didn't drop that missile on the hospital. We gonna stick to that position, and we pray. We pray is not nothing different. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Turn it back over to you, brother. Ameen.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, all praise be to Allah. Anybody else want to say something? We only got about another 6 minutes or so. We scheduled these just kind of short yes, and sweet. So we could do it every night, alhamdulillah. So anybody else want to weigh in on have something to say, weigh in? We got 404-421, alhamdulillah, yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. I think we all agree about one thing. They're not going to give us, they're holding reparations. We have earned it through the years, and we got everything up there we have earned. Now, I was listening to what Donald Trump said about reparation. He said that he wanted reparation coming from the Chinese people. He wanted the Chinese people to pay reparations for all the goods we've been buying for them for years. And bring that virus over here because you want reparations for that, for them bringing the virus over here. And he didn't mention nothing about reparations.
Oh, he's playing tricks. That's the other
thing. Huh?
He wants reparations paid to the Chinese people.
He said he wants
these people bringing that virus over. He asked for restoration from them.
Yeah, for them. Yeah, he said from them, not from us.
No, that's what I said. I'm not saying from us.
He asked the Chinese to pay us reparation for bringing that virus.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still we getting reparations from our tax money. He wants the Chinese, but we owe the Chinese papers almost. America owes the Chinese peoples over $1 trillion.
Yeah, I know,
but still ain't got nothing to do with the virus from the materials that they sent over here. That from that virus that escaped from their lab and they're researching.
They saying that. Anyway, here we got, okay.
So, you know, if they had to deduct some of it from the what we owe them, you know, alhamdulillah too, but they still owe it. China still should be, you know, responsible.
Take well, I say most of the stuff that's coming up now is a mirage keeping from paying us reparations, to keep our minds off what the world is trying to get them to do. So, you know, I think this is a fraction from that.
A distraction.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's where I see it. I think you got your hand up. Brother, I mean, I tell you, brother, Muhammad Sharif, his hand up. Okay, I'll get off and then get on. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, alaikum assalam. Everyone. They're turning paying reparations. So they are saying, tell China to pay reparations for COVID-19. It's not saying anything about nothing about reparations for the African American people or any other people that was part of that, you know, the destruction of our people, the go back online. Look at they said China to pay reparations for COVID-19. They said nothing about reparations for our people.
Yeah. In other words, you're saying that China is the cause of the viruses.
That's what they're saying, that China is the cause of COVID-19.
Yeah.
And that's what they said. So China should pay reparations for COVID-19, not reparations for the African American people.
Right. That's two different things.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm.
Are we still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, now okay, Agbar's back on. No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
I see his name jumping up. Praise be to Allah. Agbar, are you there? Hey, he made a mistake and called my number instead of calling the blog talk. Yeah, I mean I can understand him trying to make that charge, but that ain't got nothing to do with paying reparations to the ex-slaves, you know, because they're not responsible for. They didn't put us in slavery, you know. We can't look for no money from China.
No.
For reparations. Alhamdulillah. I guess Agbar will be back on. I was waiting for him to get back on. But it's time for us to...
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Yeah. I think that was just Donald Trump's way of saying something smart, saying something, you know what I mean, kind, you know, like a smart aleck, you know, smart aleck.
Yeah.
Something, you know, in other words, you know, he, it's just his way of trivializing reparations, you know, in other words, like it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
What I want to say is that the Mexicans, they should pay us too, because they brought a disease over here also, the one that skin disease. And then they brought back the hepatitis, or tuberculosis. They didn't have tuberculosis in almost 34, almost so many years. And they brought it back over here. They brought it back over. So it's just,
All that can be true. All that can be true.
It is true.
But it don't have nothing to do with reparations.
I know. But I'm just saying, he's talking about that, then he did all the rest of them, too.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
We don't drop reparations.
That's right. No, I was just saying that's, we haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I'm saying that could be true, what has been said.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Anyway.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend
of
mine.
Yeah, you just gotta be smart.
It's a sister out here. Yeah, it's a sister out here named Molly Bell who she used to call into a talk show, and whenever she called in, and you know, they pick up the phone for her, she'd start off by saying, reparations in memory of our ancestors. And she said this for years. And, we have to ask ourselves, why is California standing out so much? Is because, for years and years and years, whenever she picked up the phone, they picked up the phone for her. They said reparations in memory of, reparations in memory of our ancestors. And it was a brother named Dr. Peoples too, and he built them a kind of like a little model slave ship. You know what I mean? He's old guy, and he had it over here. So KGLH, which is Stevie Wonder's radio station, they've been talking about reparations for many, many years, and they've always had speakers. So that's maybe why California kind of like got out there, because it was already talk. There's already talk about it, Molly Bell, yeah.
And just add something to what you're saying. Add something to what you're saying, but many of the peoples that are in California that are hollering for reparation, their ancestors, many of them is out of Louisiana. Many of them is out of Louisiana. And I'm thinking that also could be a reason that is coming from California, because of where the peoples is from. And if you do any kind of research and study, you'll find out that many of those peoples there in California, their ancestors is from Louisiana. They migrated, to California from Louisiana. And they did all that stuff that they talking about to the people here in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
You talking to me?
Alhamdulillah. So I'm just adding something to what you're saying.
No,
The people, they are real tricky.
They say one thing in the closed doors, and behind the doors, they say something else. They say, give our ancestors the reparation in one meeting. In another meeting, they'll say, no, we are not going to give a reparation. They're double talking. They're corrupt in their language, and they're talking everything. They're saying one thing, and they're saying something else. What we probably be doing now is give reparations to the Palestinian people. That's right. Palestinians will get reparations right now for what's happened to them over the last, since the 1800s, when the first started making that plan to bring the Jews into the Palestinian land and take that instead it comes from the Bible and all of that. They're going way back there and saying that. And now what they're going to be doing, they're going to say, well, everybody well aware what happened to the Palestinian people, and now they're locked in. They're almost in a position of being annihilated completely. And what they'll do, they will now begin to give them reparations, because now they're opening doors already for food and supplies and water and all that to come into the country.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be put up front now. And we still won't get any reparations, because now they'll go, and we all in sympathy with them, because we understand the Palestinian people, what they're going through. And we support that too, yes. They do deserve something for what happened to them over the last 50 years.
Now, I'm looking at the same thing, and it's funny that all these different things is coming up since African American is asking for reparation. You got all this coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know. I'm looking at that. And then they talking about the country is broke and all that stuff. So they kind of, it's strange. It's mighty strange. You know, and you got more people's is now is asking for reparation than it's ever been, you know. And so it's a strange thing that America want to cry broke and she got to do this and she got to do that. But she can't give reparation to her ex-slave. She gave she gave over $113 billion to the Ukrainians. They announced it on TV, $113 billion. You know, and now she's talking about giving $100 million to Israel. Biden is somebody giving $100 million to Israel. And there's another wall coming out. What that other wall will be coming out?
Yeah.
There's supposed to be another wall. I can't think of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be having a wall with another country, right?
Oh, yeah, they're always making war with somebody. Yeah, you're right. They're always making war with somebody else. Always making war. Always making
yeah,
war.
Yeah, that money, and that's where we spend most of our tax money, is on walls, military weapons. That's what we spend most of our tax money on. Oh, they're tricky.
They're tricky. They're tricky.
They're tricky, boy. They tried everything they can to stop from giving us this here our reparation, you know. But like Muhammad said, he said it better than anybody. He said, after all these over 500 years, we done gave these people free labor. And all he was asking for is have some land of our own. And give us 25 years where you help us develop. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad saying. And he's saying that they shouldn't be charging us taxes. That's what the Muslim want program. It's amazing. I wonder what they're going to come up with next.
Good question. Have we heard the books that Imam Shahid Abdullah has out?
Uh huh. What about it?
I said, have we got these books, the education, the collection that Imam Shahid Abdullah has out about the five books about the river gold, the schemes of the I don't have right from me right now, and also the Negro market, all that collection that he has, that we've been speaking about. He's been on Sharif and Neopia's program almost every week, speaking about those books and how the tricks games that you're playing. They'll tell you one thing and have a meeting and reverse that. They're going to give reparations, and they have a meeting in another room and say, no, we're not going to give reparations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collection of books that he has.
I haven't seen those books. Yeah.
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 He's on the Sharif and Neopia's program. It's about every Wednesday. Explaining all that about the books and how this came about with the image and all of that.
We be having a program at that time. That's probably the reason I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know that's what it is. Yeah, I have a program at the same time.
Yeah, we be having a program on Wednesday. Yeah. At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah.
I brought them so they can't get on. They just can't get on anymore.
Can't get on what?
Can't get back on the line. They have a problem. They can't get back on.
Oh, I was about to say they can't get back on, you all. So, Bulameen. Alhamdulillah. Well, we might as well. It's just supposed to be 30 minutes. So
uh-huh.
We might as well close it up in prayer. Praise be to Allah.
All right. Let's see y'all.
Alhamdulillah. You want to close up in prayer, Brother Muhammad?
It's Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim Maliki Yawmadeen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ihdina siratal mustaqeem. Surah to Ladina and to Alayhim, Gary of Makdumi Alayhim, what a darling. I mean.
Alhamdulillah. Take care now. Let's stay on it.
Stay on it.
Allah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Okay, well.